And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home vote, Vacan Sade, written by Paul Reimer.
Teddy, now I'll have it all done and can have the evening free for other activities.
Moving picture show, huh?
Beg pardon?
I think you're trying out that school book afternoons for show.
I'm afraid I don't grasp the connection.
You come home from school of an afternoon and sit yourself all fancy and important at the library table with your algebra. Then after supper, you give us a spiel about how you've got your studying all done and would like to take in the bio.
Why, what a fantastic notion.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Mom, I greatly fear you have a strain of suspicion in your makeup.
Here's your father home. Hi.
Is that my darling Teddy who spoke?
Yeah.
I go.
And now it's my darling Rush speaking.
Good humor.
Uh-huh.
Here's a good movie on at the Bijo, now that you happen to mention it.
Huh?
Gloria Golden and Four-Fisted Frank Buttleman and Take This Throbbing Heart of Mine, Assistant Strawboss Williamson.
My darling Teddy and my darling Rush, it is heaven on earth to see you once again.
Your Cam Hank Upstock get a hold of you?
Yes.
Weren't you in your office this afternoon? You telephoned 3 times.
I was in the boxing department checking over some materials. I didn't mention to Miss Hammerstreet where I was going, so I expect she assumed I'd gone home. Where are we eating supper tonight?
How'd the kitchen table be?
Kitchen table?
Where do we generally eat?
Oh, yeah. That was a foolish question. Reason I spoke, how would you people like to have Papa take you out for supper?
Fine.
What's the idea?
Well, I just as soon treat you guys to a restaurant meal, and in doing so, I'm doing a favor for a friend.
Can't get stuff?
Yeah.
What's the angle this trip?
By George, Mom, you talk just like the kids at school.
Well, I pick up slang off of you. Catch myself talking funny in front of the Thimble Club ladies sometimes. What's old Hank got up his sleeve this trip?
Hank, you'll be pleased to learn, has a job.
Again?
You know a Mrs. Arthur Gray?
No.
She's the lady who recently opened up the restaurant there on the corner of Monroe and Madison Street.
Oh, where you went with Mr. Bohr?
The same. What's the name of it, Harry? The little tiny something or anything?
The little tiny petite pheasant feather tea shoppy.
Yeah.
Hey, that stop working there?
Ms. Grice is employing him on a temporary basis. However, if he makes good, she intends to offer him a permanent position.
What's he do, Gov? Cook?
He is... host.
What?
Hank is host.
I bet Hank is the prettiest hostess in town.
I knew of course you'd laugh. The term hostess is just a name. Actually, Hank is the official greeter for the little tiny whatchamadoodle.
The little tiny petite pheasant feather tea shoppy.
Yeah. Hank will accost patrons at the door and bid them good evening, take their wraps, and escort them to their table.
They only got 3 tables.
You have eaten there, have you, son?
No, but Bluetooth Johnson and myself peeked in the window the other day. They only got 3 tables.
If the establishment flourishes through the efforts of Hank and business starts booming, Mrs. Grice may expand and have 10 tables, 20 tables.
Well, why don't this Mrs. Grice be her own hostess?
She has only 2 hands.
How do you mean?
She cooks the food and serves it. That's enough to keep any one person busy. Hank, in addition to his duties as hostess, will present the customer's bills to him and collect the money. Also, he'll hover around inquiring if people find everything okay, isn't the soup delicious, and all such junk as that. He'll lend tone and color to the joint.
I'll see.
When his finances allow it, he plans to acquire a swallowtail coat and striped pants.
I never thought I'd see the day when Hank Ustop would turn into a hostess. A hostess in a tea shop. See, the times I generally run across him, he's either sleeping on the Illinois Central Railroad Station platform or sleeping in the courthouse yard or skulking out in front of the Lazy Hours pool parlor. And here he is, the hostess at the little tiny petite pheasant feather tea shopping.
The ugly duckling has turned into a swan.
Yes, indeed.
Well, shall we go there this evening and eat?
All right.
Fine. I bet we enjoy a delicious supper.
Well, will us going there help, Hank?
You bet your life. His real function at the restaurant, as you may have divined, is to bring in business. He hopes to bring lots and lots of people into the tea shop. If business booms, why, Mrs. Grice will pay him a salary.
Salary?
Yeah.
What's she paying him now?
Meals.
Oh.
She gives him his meals, see?
Uh-huh.
If Hank is successful in building up patronage, he'll receive good hard cash.
When does he start to work, Doug?
It starts today. We will be among his first customers.
He ain't room for many customers. Only 3 tables.
Who knows? The day might come when that restaurant boasts 20 tables.
It'll be awful darn crowded.
If we do, we go eat there this evening, Vic.
Yes?
Oh, we won't have to come around with that Hank, will we?
We'll meet him in his official capacity of hostess, is all. He'll greet us at the door, perhaps shake hands, bid us good evening, seat us at a desirable table, put our napkins in our laps, take our order, and generally make himself affable and pleasant.
Well, I don't like the man, and I don't want to chum around with him.
You don't chum around with the head waiter at the Butter House Hotel, do you?
Uh-uh.
Hank will be as discreet and tactful as the head waiter at the Butter House Hotel is. He will hover about us while we eat, and nod, and smile, and be on the alert to do your bidding.
Some more ketchup, Miss Gunn?
Yes.
You find difficulty making any salt come out of that salt cellar, do you, sir? I'm afraid it's the damp weather gums it up. One moment, please, while I run to the kitchen and fetch a salt cellar where the salt really comes out.
Well.
Hold on there, Miss Gunn. Let me wipe the gravy off in your chin. My, what pretty blue eyes. Do you think I'm a nice hostess? Darn this shoe of mine. Look at it all untied. Well, I guess I'll go get a shave and haircut.
You are supposed to be witty, hey,
Just imitating Hank Gustav is all.
Well, don't imitate Hank Gustav anymore, please, Rush. He's a good boy.
How much is the meal that the little tiny feather to weather?
35 cents. That's a set price and pays for a set dinner. Everybody eats the same thing. See, the establishment is extremely modest and operates on quite a small scale. Until business flourishes, they can't offer their patrons much variety. For your 35 cents, you get soup, meat, potatoes, beverage, two vegetables, salad, and dessert. Ms. Greifang tells me is an excellent cook and her food is very tasty. And here's another thing. A person reflecting on the name Little Tiny Petite Pheasant Feathered Tea Shoppy might be inclined to feel that their servings would naturally be small.
Yeah. You think of dinky thin sandwiches with the crust cut off and teeny little hunk of pineapple with a cherry on top and coffee cups about a third the size of regular coffee
cups. Exactly. But Hank tells me the servings at Mrs. Grant's place are quite substantial.
Huh? Well, he won't eat with us or anything, will he?
Who is it?
Hank.
Eat with us?
Well, I was thinking that as long as he's working for his meals and here come along some friends of his that he's enticed into the restaurant, he might collect his pay right there on the spot and tell Mrs. What's-Name to slap some meat and potatoes on the table.
Oh, Sadie.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him.
Sadie.
I wouldn't put it a bit past him.
I think we can rely on Hank's tact and discretion.
Hank got to stop a hostess.
You can use the term official greeter if it strikes you as more suitable.
Well.
You must wash your neck before you go out to dine this evening, Rush, my boy.
My neck's okay.
There's a suspicion of griminess, I fear.
No, Vic, I just assume go and all. In fact, I want to go. I'm interested in tea shops. But if I thought I had to chum around with that old Hank...
You won't have to chum around with Hank. You will meet Hank only in his official status as hostess. I guarantee
that. Stop wondering.
Get it, will you, Willie?
Most likely it's a good old pain in the neck. You take Frank Papp and I'll take Vanilla. Reliable root tooth chances.
Hello? Yes. Yes, I believe he is. 1 second.
Like me, sir?
Hank Gustav, I think. I could hear billiard balls clicking around.
Okay, 1 second.
Hank Gustav, a hostess at the little tiny petite pheasant feather tea shop.
Hello? Oh, yes, Hank. Oh? What do you mean? Well, what happened? Oh? I see. Well, okay, hey. Yeah. So long, hey. Shucks.
What's the matter?
What are we going to have for supper?
Supper?
We're eating here at home.
Are we?
Yep.
Hank, what are the hostess business?
He has severed connections with the little tiny petite pheasant feather tea shoppy. Or perhaps more correctly, the little tiny petite pheasant feather tea shoppy has severed connections with Hank.
He have a quarrel with Mrs. What's-Her-Name that runs it?
Words were passed between them, Hank, give me to understand. Hank got ahead of himself.
Oh?
He was working for his meals, you know. Today was his first day.
Yes.
Not yet 5 o'clock, and already Hank has...
Yes.
Eaten 6 meals.
My land.
It's not yet 5 o'clock, and already Hank has eaten 6 meals.
Goodness.
Ms. Grice felt that it was an unprofitable setup for herself and her restaurant.
Well, I should hope.
So, Hank Gutstuff is no longer hostess at the little tiny cheap pheasant feather tea shop. Hank Gutstuff is no longer hostess at the little tiny petite pheasant feather tea shop.